país.
Well, grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Years ago when I was a senior in high school and even a freshman in college, my buddies and I, we used to go bowling almost every Friday. Now, if I know some of you, guys are thinking, wow, you went bowling like every Friday? You must be really good. No, I'm a terrible bowler. It was fun and it was cheap. The two key words to every senior in high school and every freshman in college, fun and cheap. And that's what we liked about it. For $20, we could go bowling for 2 hours. Talk about a steal. It was great, but I was really bad at it. I was terrible at it, in fact. I was just awful. But that's what we did. We would always go. We'd always go and hang out at the bowling alley, and we'd bowl for our 2 hours, and then we'd do whatever. But I remember one time when we were there, my buddy decided to bring his girlfriend. Now, none of us had ever met this gal before. None of us had ever met her before. And she was like hyper clingy. I got some people giggling out there, so you know what I'm talking about. You know the type. She was so clingy. She would not let my buddy go for anything. And every time she would get up to bowl, she would go up there and she would always do something. Whatever it was, she'd always do something cutesy and then she'd come back. And so this one time she gets up. Now what she wants to do is she wants to do one of these things where she just bowls and walks away. That's kind of what she wants to do. And she does that. And then all of a sudden you hear this big thud. And then you hear another thud. Here's what happened. She skipped the lane, bounced it over to the other lane. Now, I wish that I could tell you. And it was a strike, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a gutter ball. It was a gutter ball. I wish it was a strike. What a story that would be. You know, I've watched like TikTok and stuff. I've seen videos of people do that where they skip lanes and it's a strike. Man, if it would have been a strike, I would have cheered so loud. I would have lost my mind. It would have been fantastic. But here's the thing. Let's say for a second it was a strike. It was the perfect one, right? Skipped it over, strike. You know what our score would be? The same. Because it's the wrong lane. It's the wrong set of pins. Everything about it is wrong. Would it be neat and fun to watch? Sure. But her score wouldn't have improved at all. In fact, her score would have been just as bad. Sometimes you hit the goal that you're going for, but it's the wrong goal. Sometimes you hit the goal you're going for, but it's the wrong goal. You know, as Christians, if we were to talk about Jesus and we'd say, hey, what are the attributes of Jesus? What are some things about Jesus? In fact, to be honest, if you went outside of our doors and if you went and started talking and polling and surveying people that don't go to church, and you said, hey, tell me about Jesus. Tell me what you know about Jesus. Certain attributes would come all through. Kindness, merciful, generous, uniting. All of these things would come pouring through. Even people that are outside of the church that don't even read Holy Scripture, these are some of the things that they would and have said about Jesus. But now if we kind of flip the script a little bit and we say, okay, what happens when you go and you start polling them and surveying them about Christians? It's a completely different thing. In fact, they did that. They did it about 5-10 years ago. They went out and they surveyed over 1 million young adults. And they said, okay, you guys don't go to church. What do you guys think about Christians? Hypocrisy. Bigots. Too political. Old-fashioned. Boring. These are the attributes of which the people outside of the church describe those that are inside the church, you and me. Guys, we're missing the mark. If we are hitting our goal, it's the wrong goal. If we're actually hitting the bullseye and we think we're hitting the bullseye, it's the wrong bullseye. If we're knocking over pins, it's in the wrong lane. Because people are describing us as this polar opposite of Jesus. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, well, Pastor Chris, that's really unfair. And you're right. It is. They don't sit in our pews. They don't come get to know us. They don't really talk to us. But also realize that that's the mission field. When we go out to evangelize, when we go out to tell people about Jesus, this is the impression that we're leaving with these people that are outside of our doors. That's a problem. And that's kind of a big part of what this whole thing is about. That's what the whole Red Letter Challenge is about. 40 days. Now, if you start today, you're going to end on like Wednesday or Thursday of the last week. Now, if you start on Wednesday, your last day will be on Sunday of week 6. You choose. But at the end of the day, it's a 40-day challenge. And it's a 40-day challenge that is geared around the very words of Christ. And you know, it's kind of a genius plan, really. And I don't say that because the guy who created it, Zach Zander, is a genius. I say that because it's honestly just around the words of Christ. And whenever you're trying to say, hey, how should I live my life? Let's actually focus on the words of Jesus. That's kind of genius. Yeah, it's a way to organize it, sure. It's a way to help us kind of work our way through it, absolutely. But over the next 40 days, that's what we're asking. That's what we're doing. That's what all of our Bible classes are about. That's what all the small groups are about. That's what the sermons, all of it. The next 40 days. Let's actually take a good, hard look at the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and see if our goals are lined up. Let's see if we're aiming at the right target. Now, we're going to do this into 5 different categories. So this is week 1. We got 5 more weeks. 5 different categories. The first one is being. Jesus goes off by himself and he prays to himself. He takes time to meditate, to think about him. But it's also what we are called to do. The Bible calls us children of God. It talks about who we are. How's your relationship with Jesus? How's your relationship with your Heavenly Father? So week 1 is being. Next one, forgiving. Forgiving. Boy, it's super easy to talk about forgiving when it's about Jesus forgiving me. It's super hard when it's about me forgiving those that have wronged me. But Jesus calls us as Christians to forgive. So let's talk about it. Serving. Jesus calls on us to be his hands and feet in this world. To serve those that are around us. How are we doing? How are we going out? Let's read through Christ's words about serving. Giving. There's a word that we don't like to talk about. And who knows, maybe when we get to that week, it'll be like the lowest attended week of all time. But like, we still got to talk about it because Jesus talks about it. Jesus talks about giving. He talks about the kingdom of God, but he talks about money as well. And he talks about giving of oneself. Times, talents, treasures, as we sometimes say. Jesus talks about it, so we are going to talk about it. And going. Yes, we are called to go. We are called to be the hands and feet of Christ, but sometimes we need to use our voice. And sometimes we need to speak. And we need to talk and tell others about Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we're going to cover those 5 categories. Now, if you were able to grab a book, and I hope you were, fantastic. There is a daily reading each day, and there is daily challenge. Okay? There's stuff to do every single day. If you didn't grab a book and you're interested in grabbing a book, as I said in my announcements, we got more coming. I ordered Monday. They're not here yet. Once they get here, I'll make a Facebook post or something. I don't know. I'll let you guys know when the rest of the books get here. But this is our challenge. Now, I want to put this at least in context. Right? We're taking this challenge. But we're taking this challenge because of who we are. You are a child of God. You have been forgiven of your sins through Christ Jesus. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, He has given you faith. Through that faith, you've clung to the very cross of Christ Jesus. And through His blood, you have been saved. You have been forgiven. You have been redeemed. That is not the question. The question is, as a redeemed child of God, having love for our Heavenly Father, having love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what's the next step? In big technical churchy language, this is called sanctification. Holy living, if you will. This is the question that we're addressing, and this is what we're doing. What are our next steps? How should we go about? How do we need to walk as Christ? What should be our goals as we look forward? And what better way than to read through the very words of Christ Jesus and to look at His goals and make them our goals? Now, there's a couple things with this challenge that I'd like to invite you to do. Maybe things that I'd like for you to not forget. One, when you start this challenge, invite Christ into the challenge. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, well, Pastor Chris, this is a red letter challenge. We're literally reading Jesus' words. But here's the thing. Invite Jesus along for your challenge. Go to your Lord in prayer. Actually, read the scripture lessons. There's going to be some times where it just says, hey, read this scripture lesson. And I know how it is. Guys, look. I have read the Bible over and over again many, many times. It's great. It's awesome. But sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I'll go, okay, I know that story, and I'll skip it, and I'll just move on. No. Freeze. Take a moment. Open up your Bible. Read the story. Even if you've read it 10,000 times, read it again. Invite Jesus on your journey. The second thing that I want to invite you guys to do is to actually do this with others. Now, I know some of you maybe are going to be attending our Bible classes. I think that's phenomenal. I hope they grow. I hope our Bible classes increase. They double, triple, quadruple, whatever it happens to be. I hope that they do. But even if maybe that's not where you want to go, because I think it's a place that you should feel comfortable with, maybe you just invite a few friends over once a week. Maybe you decide to have a Lutheran beverage, or if you decide to have a meal, or however you decide to do it, have a group of people. It'll help you in two ways. One, they can support you. Right? It should be a group that you are comfortable not just talking about your successes, but also talking about your failures. Nobody's going to get this perfect. Nobody's going to get it perfect. Have a support group to where you can talk about your successes, but also talk about your failures. And the second thing is going to hold you accountable. Right? Because this is a daily reading plan. And if it's just up to you, you're going to get really busy and you're going to think, oh, I can put that off. If you have a group and you know you're meeting, you probably won't put it off. You'll say, no, this is important. I need to continue reading. So make sure that you have a group of some kind, whether that's a Bible class, whether that's a small group, whether that's just a couple people. Maybe it's in your household that you want to do it. However you want to do it, make sure you have something in place. Help yourself. Invite these people in. Do that as we take this challenge together. But again, in all of these things, just remember, what we are trying to do with this challenge is be reminded of who we are, baptized children of God, saved by Christ crucified. But we are children of God asking, how do we live? What are our goals? What marks are we trying to hit? Because you don't want to bounce a bowling ball all over to the next lane. As neat as it might be for a TikTok video, you get no points. Let's aim for the right target. Let's aim for the right goals. Let's focus here in January around Jesus' words and his message to you and to me. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in